You're listening to the Coffee & Iced Tea Network. This is episode 3 of Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. I'm with your host, Shalina. Hey there.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Glad the show is kind of getting into a rhythm now. How about yourself?
I'm not bad. I'm very excited about talking about this topic today.
And what are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're going to be talking about moving.
Ooh, that's a tricky one, isn't it?
It is for people who are moving, but it can be an easy thing to do. People do get very stressed and very overwhelmed when moving. I deal with a lot of people who are moving in my day-to-day job. So I wanted to talk about it because it is coming to that time of the year where a lot of people will be moving because they're either downsizing or upsizing.
Yeah, and I think, out here, there tends to be a decent bit of fluidity in where we stay. A few people actually own their houses and stuff. So, moving tends to be a pretty frequent thing in our lives here. And if not for us, then, we always have some friend or some family around us that is moving.
Yeah, it does seem to be a regular occurrence. And I think a lot of people do move at least every 2 years. We're seeing it more and more, especially as rent prices are going down, that people are moving because they want to pay less rent right now. But people have moved here with a lot of stuff very often. They've brought containers of stuff. There are a few people who have brought suitcases, but then over the years have accumulated a lot of things. It is very easy to buy stuff here, and people travel a lot and buy souvenirs from traveling, which we will talk about on another episode. So it does accumulate. People do accumulate a lot of stuff in their space, and there's not the greatest amount of storage spaces in most of the houses here, which is also an issue. So I wanted to talk about how to deal with decluttering before you move.
And do you find sometimes that moving acts as a kind of trigger? I mean, all year long or over the course of a couple of years, we kind of just accumulate and suddenly we have to move. And that's when it hits us that, oh my God, I have to sort of tidy up. And that's where it gets overwhelming.
Yeah, there is a lot of that. And I think because it hasn't been a sort of cool thing to do or a known thing to do for so long about being organized in your house, that now it is a known thing, and that suddenly people are going, actually, I've got a lot of clutter, it's not organized, what am I going to do with all of this stuff, where am I going to put it, how? There's just so many questions, and it just, people just, I suppose, in a way freak out, they get overwhelmed. So I always recommend do the decluttering before you move. So take less stuff with you. And it also saves on the charges, the moving company. Take less lorry full of stuff with you. It will take a few weeks to get through all the stuff, but it's worth it. So you feel clutter-free moving into your new house. I always say, as soon as you know that you're going to start moving, start the process. So start decluttering in certain areas. So choose, say, a room or a part of the room. So if you do your lounge, start doing your bookshelves first. So start choosing the books that you're never going to read, that you didn't like, that are worn out, that have no value to you. Put them into a pile for donating. And then go on to the next area, and then onto your study, to your desk, and then into your bedroom, into your clothes. Start methodically going through each area. Spend about an hour or two every day doing that, and just decluttering. Don't worry about the organizing aspect. And if you have space, like a storage room or a garage where you can put all this decluttered things, that's great, because then you can do then, say, a flea market sale of all these items. So that's the first thing to do. So when you're decluttering, there's five options always. So you have to think about when you're looking at each item, look at them and think, do you want to keep it? Do you want to donate it? Do you want to sell it? Especially if it's big furniture items. Do you want to recycle it or do you want to throw it away? Okay, so some things are just, you can't recycle them. They have to be thrown away. Old food. Loads of people have old food. Sauces.
Yeah, when you said that, you sort of made me think, are people cleaning out their fridges only when they move?
You'd be surprised, but yeah, there's a lot of, and pantry items. People, they'll say that their maid goes through it every, 3 months. But actually, when you look and you find best before dates from, say, 2005, I have found things from the 90s, like chocolate from the 90s. Yeah, it's completely white, and it's not white chocolate originally. So, there is that. So you need to go through every part of your house, and you will find things that needs to just be thrown away. It can't be recycled, it can't be sold or anything. Look at the stuff that's, is it broken? Is it torn? Are you ever going to go to the tailors and get it fixed? If not, throw it away, recycle it. Is it stained? Is it plain ugly or horrible? Just give it away. If it was a present from your mother-in-law and you really don't like it, just, you know, donate it, declutter it out of your life. And if your mother-in-law asks about it, say that it must have been broken by the movers or the maid broke it. Just use any excuse. Like, if you don't like something, why are you keeping it?
So you talked about the five things?
That's the five things. So the five is keep, donate, sell, recycle, or throw. And always think about those five options when you're going through your stuff. And also think about, do you love it? Do you, does it, you know, like there's a certain book that I love. It's my favorite book. I am never going to get rid of it. And do you need it? So, you know, there are certain items, bicycle pump, you need it to pump up the wheels on your bicycle. It doesn't bring you joy. You don't love it, but you need it.
Well, that's assuming you actually use the bicycle though.
There is that. And I mean, I have a bike, which I don't use, but that's beside the point. So yeah, so if you answer no to any of those questions, put it in the donation pile or throw it away if it's broken.
All right, cool. So that's everything you want people to know or they should keep in mind before they move, right?
Yeah, it's for, think about before you move. So decluttering before you move, spend, you know, as soon as you know that you're going to be moving, start the process then. Don't wait until you found the house, because usually you find the house 1 or 2 weeks before you're supposed to move and then it's just too much. Get organized beforehand and start the decluttering process as soon as you know.
Yeah, and I think also we will touch on that topic as well, like in case you didn't do it before you moved. I mean, some of the things that could help you, you know, after you move as well.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, like, you know, how to declutter and organize once you moved into the new place. But, you know, if you want to start that process and save yourself time, money, and feeling overwhelmed when you move to the new place, start it now.
Okay, great. And if anybody wants to reach you, if they want some more help in, you know, sort of organizing themselves before they move, how do they do that?
Yeah, if they want to get in contact and need help to get declutter before they leave, they can always contact me on my website, declutterme.com, or they can send me a private message on my social media. My handle is @declutterme, DECLUTTRME.
Awesome. If you're just tuning in, you can find episodes of this show in any podcast player of your choice. Just look for Declutter Me. That's DECLUTTR MME. You can also find information about the show and links to subscribe on the web at declutterme.com/podcast. We'll see you next week.